All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the commission, I know you're on a tight schedule here, so I will do my best to help you catch up a little bit. I have two agenda items for you today, Agenda 8 and Agenda 9. These were both items that you were briefed on at the March meeting. First agenda is on the deer areas, elk areas, and the special closures and firearm restriction areas. For the deer areas, we are proposing one new deer area be created in Klickitat County. This is the Simcoe unit that you heard about earlier today. We're going to call it Deer Area 5382 Simcoe. It's located right down there at the south central part of the southern central part of the state. That's a little closer look. Direction and rationale for deer areas and how we use them. They're designed to focus hunter effort on a smaller scale than the GMU. This particular proposed deer area is newly acquired land, and the previous owners hadn't allowed public access, especially public access for hunting, and in addition to the creation of the deer area, you'll see that we're proposing some deer special permits for that deer area in the later agenda item.
That's it?
I've got two more.
Okay.
Two more on this agenda item.
Yeah, why don't you just go through
He's them? Getting
okay.
hungry.
All right. Elk areas. Talked about this in March. We're proposing the removal of six elk areas in those western counties. These are elk areas that are no longer necessary to help us mitigate damage. We cleared up that little confusion at the March meeting about how some folks misunderstood and thought we were losing opportunity by removing these elk areas. We're not losing opportunity. We're simply removing these tools that we don't need anymore. But the elk hunting opportunity isn't changing. It's staying the same. So that is the elk area whack. The final one is the firearm restriction WAC, special closures and firearm restriction areas. All of these adjustments are just housekeeping, clarifying roads and names, improving boundary language for the restriction areas, and those are in those three western counties as well. Firearm restriction areas we use to maintain hunting as a management tool, but we're doing it in places where we need to pay attention to safety while we're still using hunting as a management tool. And these proposals are, as I said, just clarifying boundary language.
So any questions on those three items by Dr. Nelson? Yes.
Thank you, Chair. And then just for a real make things simple for a simple guy, the unit in Cloverland, we're looking at another year before we can make any changes to that, right? Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
I move to adopt WAC 232-28-624, 232-28-337, and 232-28-248 as presented.
Thank you. Motion's been made. Second? You're the professional seconder. You know.
He's paying attention still.
Yeah, any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motions, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.